All right, panel, now just some questions for you from the week's news. Faith, as you know, reality shows, reality competition shows, very profitable for the TV networks. The CW network announced it's going to bring Hollywood glitz and glamour to what classic party game?
Is it like spin the bottle?
No, although that would be fun.
Truth or dare?
Your ideas are so much more interesting than the CW networks, I have to say.
So it's not...
Not the parties that, like, you're going to go to when we're done. But, like, kids' parties.
Oh, a party... Duck Duck Goose.
No.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
I love this. Keep going.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys. What am I not...
No, give me a hint.
When
the music stops, the excitement begins.
Musical chairs?
Yes, musical chairs.
Thank you for my hint.
You're welcome. Musical chairs may sound like a lame idea for a show, but that's just because it is. Nonetheless, the new CW show is going to be called Extreme Musical Chairs.
Oh, my God.
It's extreme. It's not just a kid's game because they're going to have, like, obstacles and various conditions. And if you fail to find a seat when the music stops, they execute you. That's extreme. Children's party games will become the latest fad in reality TV. Upcoming game shows include the controversial and somewhat bloody Pin the Tail on the Real Donkey. And a human pinata with the slogan, "Keep hitting him, there's candy in there somewhere."
I'm a comedian. I live in L.A. I pitch shows to networks all the time and get nixed.
Right.
And the musical chair show is going.
Should have thought of that, man.
Oh, come on.
Somebody got that through, yeah.
Maz, 70s stoner comedians Cheech and Chong are back. And in their latest film, they're doing what?
Getting stoned?
No. Times have changed. They're no longer pushing dope. They're something else.
Oh, they're pushing something else.
Yeah.
Other than dope.
Yeah.
Pushing each other.
Meditation?
No.
It's a positive thing.
Yeah, it's a positive thing.
It's good for you.
Oh, yes.
They are pushing low-carb diets.
You're close. I'll give you a hint. They used to be about getting high. Now they're about staying regular.
Oh. Okay, they're pushing, the things that cause you to, you know, the fiber.
Yes, in fact, exactly. It's fiber. Fiber One brownies. I know.
That's good.
So these online ads for Fiber One brand brownies, they play like a comeback movie for Cheech and Chong, if you ever saw those movies, in which they drive a van filled with, quote, magic brownies to a Burning Man-like festival, only to reveal at the end that the brownies are magic because they're high in fiber. It's a great ad campaign. It's really funny if your idea of a great ad campaign is one that reminds the viewers how incredibly old they've become.
Yeah. And I love the scene where they're partying with the Flomax guys, you know?
They're like, dude, I'm so regular.
Exactly.
Right now.
Didn't you just know when the baby boom started to age that it was going to get really ugly?
It really did.